With SDPB News, I'm Jeremy Ludeman. South Dakota Secretary of State Chantel Krebs announced today she's running for Congress in 2018. Krebs says in a video announcement that she's running for the U.S. House to strengthen national defense, cut wasteful spending, and cut taxes and regulations. As a former state lawmaker, Krebs says she also has experience as a business owner and Secretary of State to serve South Dakotans. She joins Dusty Johnson in the Republican race to replace Kristi Noem. Congresswoman Noem announced earlier she is running for governor next year and not for another term in the U.S. House. Dusty Johnson is the former chief of staff to Governor Dennis Dugard. He says in a statement that Krebs is a friend and he welcomes her to the race. South Dakota lawmakers have finalized the state's budget that starts on July 1st. State senators and representatives approve of a measure they call the General Bill. It lists numbers for all revenues and all budgets in balance. State Representative David Anderson is chair of the House Appropriations Committee.
They're just numbers, folks. They don't mean anything. What's behind the numbers? It's people. It's the people of the state of South Dakota. That's what the numbers are about. That's who we serve. That's who works for us. That's what the numbers mean. Otherwise, they're just numbers.
Fiscal year 2018 has a budget of more than $4.5 billion. Anderson says half of that goes to education. K-12 education and tech schools are receiving 0.3% increases to cover inflation. Lawmakers are holding many other areas flat to keep South Dakota's state budget balanced. The legislature accounted for a shortfall of roughly $57 million, which stems from lagging sales tax revenues and a slow agriculture economy. In the weather forecast, mostly cloudy skies for the rest of today. A chance of rain or snow West River. Highs in the mid-teens to the lower 40s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with snow likely for all but the southwest and northeast. Lows from near 5 above to the upper 20s. This is SDPB News.